A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once, when he was serving as priest before God, and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now, at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day these things occur." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. When he did come out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them and remained unable to speak. When his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people." The Gospel of the Lord. How many times in the Bible those words are repeated, those words that the angel said to Zechariah, "Don't be afraid." It's a theme that recurs many times in the Old Testament. Just last week we heard it from Isaiah. It's what Gabriel said to Mary, what he said to Joseph, what he said to the shepherds. But Zechariah was afraid, and he had to pay the price. And the price was that he was literally struck dumb until he recovered his courage. And when he did, he exploded in that wonderful paean of praise that we repeat every day at Lord's, and which we know as the Benedictus. Yes, fear paralyzes. Fear takes away the power to communicate, the ability to make relationships and nurture them, because there's no dialogue where there's fear. This, I think, is the terrible irony of terrorism, which is such a dreadful constant presence in our world today. The irony is that terrorism is the fruit of fear. The terrorist is afraid of anybody who thinks differently. He's afraid of dialogue, and so he lashes out. Fear is like that. It's destructive. It's the negation of love. Zechariah's fear, all right, it didn't find an outlet in violence, but look at what he lost in those months when his fear wouldn't let him speak. Perhaps we may think that it wasn't fear, it was doubt that was Zechariah's weakness. But what, after all, is doubt if it's not fear of the consequences of believing? We're told that he was terrified when he saw the angel. We're told that he was rigid with terror. He was overwhelmed with fear. It's different from Mary, who was perplexed. Zechariah is far beyond just being perplexed. And what's more, he was a priest of the temple. He was somebody who lived in close proximity to the Holy of Holies. If anyone should have been ready to welcome God's messenger without hesitation, surely it was someone like Zechariah. And instead, the person who did say yes, who did put fear aside, was a very young girl of no social standing whatsoever, Mary. Mary, whose answer made the incarnation possible. Mary, whose acceptance of an extraordinary destiny is the reason we'll be celebrating Christmas next week. Perfect love casts out fear, said John, the beloved disciple. And he should know. The price of fear is the absence of love, the loss of love. And that's just too high a price to pay. So in these days of Advent, let's put our trust in the message of the angel. Gabriel speaks on behalf of God himself, and Jesus, God made man, is perfect love.